slaughter. I didn't know just what I was doing. I had to marry off this ruin. I met Julep. Oh, Mad Julep was the cause of it all.
Extra children from a getting frisky.
Oh, a man in julep. A man in julep. A man in julep. A man in julep. One man in julep was the cause of it all. Thank you.
was ever put down this year. I got what 10 of them again, gave me the 9, 10, 5 in the center, 5 in the front, 5 in the back, and they're just laying on us, laying down there, say, amen. Oh, yeah? All right. All right.
That,
we're done.
Perfect, Jimmy.
That damn Baron boy. Yeah. Baron looking. Baron looking cracking up. Thank you.
and screwed in and turn them off, and the switch is hard to tell. But the shadows up there are kind of cast long, going down and going up. It looks like little crystals and long streaks of light go up to the ceiling, and the ceiling has all these ceiling tiles on it, and I hate the tiles that muffle off the sound, but that doesn't matter because I don't really care about the sound, I don't care about the flick, and I hate the look of it. I used to have them in the office. We took them out, and then all he had was the metal skeleton there and the tiles, but then you could see the dirty, grimy ceiling, and the night walls were nicely painted, but the ceiling was gross. But that didn't matter because Tom was in a very bad corner and his office was stingy anyway. And who cares what the ceiling looks like unless you're going to paint the ceiling? It's a stingy job and you can paint nice people up there and nice pretty clothes and scenes of pastorals and whatnot. When I was in this piece one time, it was pastoral and it had chocolate balls and he was weird. Everyone in this piece was weird and everyone in the school was weird. And it was a whole long summer of weirdness. Everyone was younger and I was like the old lady dancer person and I was a bad corner. I had a friend who was a hunter, and he used to get the elk, and then he would take tanner hides, and he would give them to me, and then I would make things out of them like a little Indian. And when I went to scout camp, then I made things, and I made all the campers do that, and they had to make it into dwellings, and I came and I looked up, and I had one of them come over and look at me, and the scoutmasters got on that, because I didn't give them the badges, but they didn't do the work, so I should give them the badges. And then once you're the horseback riding through the woods, and we had the spider webs go across your face, and went down the ravine, and your horse went across the side, it was weird, and then they went across the creek, and you got all wet, and I imagined it like being smooth, so we're going down the sharp thing, and then you go through the water, and the horses don't swim if you're off, and all things will swim, and the bottoms will swim, and the bottoms and the crocodiles live together in perfect harmony, and that's like that song with those two people, Ebony and Ivory, and the piano players, and Hannah plays the piano a little bit, but she doesn't do much anymore, even though she can, she says she can't. I could play a little bit, not very much either, actually. I used to play all the time, I tried really hard, but I was not very good at it. I could never get it down, and even I worked really hard at it. I had a really nice piano teacher. He was a sweetheart, and he was from England, and I've been to England a couple of times, and I've been to Ireland, too, and that was nice, and it was very, very cool. And you could see the conversation of moments when you wake up in the morning, and you're freezing, and you had to get outside, and it was terrible to go to the bathroom. It was terrible to take a bath, but once you did, you were okay. Also, when you were in the water, as soon as you got out, you froze. And even my apartment's really warm now, and I swear, I never was it was cold again. When we lived in New York, I had a really, really warm apartment. It was sweltering. You came in, you took off all your clothes, and it was kind of funny because the bathtub was in the kitchen. You'd chop your vegetables on the bathtub, and that was kind of, everybody likes that. So I applaud the vegetable cutting on the bathtub. It was kind of swell. That was the only place that had the bathtub, and the old place had it really long. You could lay all the way down, and it was almost like a coffin, because it was a bathtub, and it would be weird to sleep in a coffin if you were a vampire. Even if you were trying to pretend to be like a vampire, you'd sleep in a coffin, but at least it has satin sheets corks, so you could slip off the bed, and when you go sliding around the bed, the sheets slide, and then like that feeling, I'd rather have nice sticky sheets, and then sticky like sweaty, sticky but like flannel, so it would be better, cotton would be better than sand, and you slide right out on the floor. At least the floor's carpeted because I have jumpers carpeted in there, and if you put the bed on it, then it makes creases in the carpet, and so you have to put the casters on the wheel so it doesn't make cuts in the carpet. And then if I wish I had a different red bone, I'm going to go shopping for red bone, so that's going to be different. If there's go rug shopping, I really need one, $6,000, I'm really cool. Well, it's silk rug, it'd be very gold, and the whole apartment's gold, and I have the gold coming out of the line of the wall, and it's pretty, and I thought it was green, but it's blue, or it's blue, it's green, I can't remember which, but I put the bulb underneath, and then it looks really pretty, and if it was in a nice case in a really big house, that would be a beautiful thing, but it's in a tiny, tiny apartment, a big, big rug, and a big wall, and a tiny, tiny apartment, and radiators to gold, at least there's radiators. Like radiators are better than the kind of heat of this hot blowing air when your skin gets really dry. And we had the hot blowing air in the one apartment, but it blew right out the door, and we never caught it unless we didn't run for it.
Like Hester, or I could fight. I was gonna fight.
We are the time. They ain't getting too much of that harp in there, are they?
Oh, yeah.
Well, bring it up. You're not playing it hard. I got news for you. Okay, Basser, you're going to lay back. We're going to pick it up this time. We're going to lower the level. We're going to keep more air on it. Just on those first two notes.
Okay, like a case of me in the mirror. I'm playing this with my glasses.
The light overhead makes it look dead.
Look at your stomach.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
Junior didn't want to buy that.
Pardon?
Husky didn't want to buy that bass. This one?
Buy it? You mean as far as the sound?
Yeah. Did he try it out?
He didn't exactly go crazy, but he's kind of in love with his bass.
He loves that bass.
Master, who helped write Uncle Penn? Who helped write Uncle Penn?
We did.
Who helped write memories from Mother and Dad?
You did.
Little drum, please.
See, what was the other one?
KJ.
When the go, who helped write When the Golden Leaf Began to Fall?
You did.
Thank you.
Were you far away?
Right. Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
Get all the frogs out of my voice. I see a deco man standing in there.
I'll clear that all up, man. With a special advisor.
Get all the frogs out of my voice.
Go.
Okay, rolling.
Like my dog.
Let's
get it.
Bill, was I bringing my words out clear enough?
Yeah, they're coming right through.
Okay.
Let's cut it up like a pie this time.
Let's kick it off.
Went fast.
Faster?
Little.
No. Thank you.
Oh,
no,
okay,
I mean,
okay,
pick it hard.
Pick it hard.
Listen to my story, if you will. I'm going to. That didn't feel as good, did it, Bill?
Just as the guitar and bass fell in, somehow it's
what?
Set of speed.
Yes.
There it is, right there. That's the feeling of it. Was that about it, Bill?
Yeah, that's fine.
Does that sound better?
Yeah. Gotta get you out there, you know, and come and listen.
Sits the night of our blue. it's not my birthday. But I still was born.
Everybody's rocking. Everybody's rocking. Everybody's rocking. Everybody's rocking but me. Well, I don't rock like crazy. I'm just a country man. No blue suede shoes, but they're stepping on my program. Everybody's rocking. Everybody's rocking. Everybody's rocking. Everybody's rocking but me. By the soul. Well, everybody's rocking. Everybody's rocking. Everybody's rocking. Everybody's rocking but me. Well, I don't understand their talking. I can't get their style. I don't know an alligator who's this crocodile. Everybody's rocking. Everybody's rocking. Everybody's rocking. Everybody's rocking but me. Stepping on my program. Everybody's rocking. Everybody's rocking. Everybody's rocking. Everybody's rocking but me.
Now you're looking at a gal that's getting kind of mad. I had a lot of luck, but it's all been bad. No matter how I struggle and strive,
Judge said, son, what is your